na chaitana prabhan sana sita jaya jaita godana shiva sadhi.
The following is a class given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj on September 13, 1979 in Los Angeles, California.
Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simati Bhakti Vedanta Shaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nivisesha Sunnavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Siyadaita Gadadhara Sivasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Nama Sishtang Manumapi, Satiputra Matra Swarupam, Rupam Tasyagrajam, Rupuring Maturing Goshtavatin. Radha Kundam Girivaram Aho Radhika Madhavasam Yasya Kripa Pratita Kripaya Sri Gurum Sangnatosmi Ajanulambita Bhujo Konokavodato Sankirtanai Kapitaro Kamalaya Taksho Vishambaro Dijabaro Jugadama Palo Bhande Jagat Priyakaro Karunavotaro.
I'd just like to mention some of the pastimes connected with the Calcutta Ratha Jatra this year. Actually, 1972, Srila Prabhupada, 71 or 72, started Ratha Jatra in Calcutta, but it was done in the back of a truck decorated like a float and pulled until 2 years ago, or 1 year ago, year before this year. And it was a very nice festival till then. About 5,000-10,000 people would come, 20,000 sometimes. Then 1 year ago, we had one devotee from New York made a New York Jana, what's that devotee's name? Rath Yatra. Jayananda. One of his telescopic rats. One that goes up and down. So last year that was to some extent publicized in all the newspapers that this was going to be the first telescopic American super rath. And the designer, he had never attended a Rath Yatra in India, so he didn't really know what to expect. He put a five, although the Rath only weighed 3 tons, he put a five ton axle on the front wheels and had a rope hanging from the back so that in case You wanted to slow down, you just pull in the back. And he had a steering mechanism on the ground, which one would manually turn this way or that way. So he got the Rath to the front of the Calcutta temple a year ago. And then when it came time for the Rath Yatra to start, the street in front of the Calcutta temple became packed. It's a small street, but it became completely packed, so much so that the pressure of the people knocked down a 10-inch thick brick wall. And they were just packed in like a can of unmentionables. So, after Jagannath, Supadda, Balaram finally were taken to the Rath, after great difficulty, the man, the devotee who had manufactured the Rath, was already very nervous. And when it came time to pull the Rath, the people in India, especially in Bengal, they love Rath Yatra, but they don't pull the Rath. They yank it and run. So the Rath well, it was like that. The Rath jumped forward and just headed straight towards those people. And the designer screamed that we're going to crush them, because he made big 8-foot wheels with no guard in front. And it was heading, there was no way to steer the Rath. In fact, as he was trying to steer, it was already completely out of control. So by Krishna's divine intervention, at that point, the 2 front wheels bent in. Of course, many people would say that the Rath at that point was a failure, especially the man who designed it. He completely cracked up. He said that we can't go ahead with it. Stop it. Don't do it. It's too dangerous. It can't be done. It can't be done. It's not possible. There's too many people. But in spite, we just had him go upstairs and lay down. And we got a tow truck to come, and with a crane they lifted the front end up. Then we put a few flowers on the tow truck and they pulled the tow truck, tied the rope to the tow truck. So that was because there was a delay. So many people were waiting. About 200,000-300,000 people came. It was a nice festival. We went. What happened, you see, is that we had wanted that year to take Jagannath to the biggest park in the whole city. And so we had approached the minister of the municipality of Calcutta, Mr. Prashanta Asur. His name is Prasanta Sur, which is supposed to mean peaceful demigod. But we know him as Prasant Asur. More need not be said. So anyway, this was he was newly elected under the Communist Party of India, Marxist branch, and some devotees went and approached him and requested him. First they showed him pictures of New Dwarka and New York and all the different temples, and requested him to please preach to him. And he's saying, very nice, very nice, very nice. Oh, This is being done. Oh, in fact, he was so open that the people preaching to him thought that this person is going to become a life member or something. So favorable. And then, after all the preaching, then they finally requested that, "My dear sir, actually all we want is we want this park, Deshapriya Park, for 1 week for a Rath Yatra festival. And it requires your permission, so you please give us permission." And then that Prasant Asur, he said, "Don't bother. Don't bother. Don't waste your time. You can't have it." The devotee said, "Well, we're doing so much nice work at Mayapur. We're feeding so many people. We have cottage industry, gurukul, orphanage, this and so many things. We just want to do a Rath Yatra here in Calcutta and use the park." So then he said, "Whatever you're doing at Mayapur, you do there. But don't try to expand your activities in Calcutta. I will stop you." And he said, "Well, why? I mean, you have an ideology?" "Yes, we have an ideology." "Yes, we also have an ideology. Our ideology is to stop your ideology from spreading. Now you can leave." So the devotees left, pretty heavy-hearted. So, in spite of not getting a park, we took to Prabhupada's Radha Govinda temple, where when he was a child, he worshipped Radha Govinda, his father worshipped those deities, and we did a nice program. Every night, 3,000 people were coming, sitting and listening, and turnover maybe 8,000 to 10,000. So this year, when it came time for Rath Yatra preparations, we replaced the front wheels with Big Mac axle, and we put air brakes on, and the back wheels we put on special railway 50-ton brakes for stopping when necessary. And the steering was done by a method of steering like a ship with a big ship's wheel by a very special system, which was very strong. And the steer would stand up on top of the Rath cart and see, and then he would also control the air brakes. If anyone screamed when they got under the wheel, he would put the brakes on. And two little dowels were placed in front of the big wheels, making it more difficult for people to stand in front of them. So the Rath was all ready. Then it came time to get a park. So this time, when we went to see what to be done, we found out that the minister of municipality, he had been supervising the garbage cleanup in Calcutta, and he got attacked by the garbage men because he was yelling at him, and half of his body became paralyzed. And he had to go to America for treatment. Of course, for someone from that particular ideology to go to America for treatment is ludicrous anyway. So he approached the commissioner, the secretary of the government, and asked, he said, "The minister left standing orders, you can't have these two parks, Deshapriya and the main Maidan." "So we can have other parks?" "Why not?" The commissioner didn't know all these particular things. So then we took North Calcutta in the most densely populated part of Calcutta, the Shyama Park. That part of Calcutta is between 5 and 7 times more dense per square kilometer than New York City. Although the buildings are not over four story, people live 10 in a room. Very old district of Calcutta. Most densely populated area. So they agreed, they gave us, and the route went for 9 kilometers, about 6 miles, through the biggest and main streets of Calcutta. So all the big businessmen in Calcutta were kind enough to donate hoarding space on all the big billboards for 1 month free. We put up 20 billboards in day-glow paint with special black light sent from Australia. One of them was right in front of the government headquarters, in front of the municipality minister's office for when he returned from America. Big, you know, letters that go big and get small, you know, very cinema type letters. Ratha Jatra, with big Jagannath and picture of so many devotees from all different nations pulling him. So the whole town was just talking Ratha Jatra, Ratha Jatra, Ratha Jatra, Ratha Jatra. And all them, everyone was requested that this had to be bigger than Jagannath Puri. That Bengal had no big Ratha Jatra. Why they're keeping it only in Orissa? So the enthusiasm became so great. Every newspaper covered front page articles with pictures of the Rath a week, 10 days before the Ratha Jatra, how the telescopic technological wonder Rath was being created by different American and European devotees along with the Indians. So finally what happened was the employees of the government, they became so anxious to go to Ratha Jatra, and the government didn't give a holiday for Ratha Jatra, that they gave an ultimatum 2 days before Ratha Jatra that if you don't give us a holiday, we're walking right out of work. So then the government, the day before Ratha Jatra, passed the order that from 2 o'clock on, there'll be a holiday for Ratha Jatra, so they wouldn't lose the whole day from their workers. This was the first time in the history of Calcutta that a holiday ever appeared for Ratha Jatra. So then time came and the Ratha cart was in front of the temple. This year, there was so many people that the whole 9 kilometer path was packed on both sides waiting from 11 in the morning for the Rath to come. And there was at least 300,000 people waiting at the temple for the start of the Ratha Jatra. Of course, this year we were prepared. So Jagannath was taken out of his room, put on the palanquin, and then rows of devotees. First row of so many devotees with gongs. Playing the gong. Bobbing like this. And then another row of about 20 chamara fanners fanning furiously in front of Jagannath. Then behind, big fan going. And then Jagannath is taken dancing down to the chariot. So in this way, Jagannath, Subhadra, Balaram, Balaram, Subhadra, Jagannath, they entered their cart. One cart. And it was time for the Ratha Jatra to start. So 20 different Sankirtan groups came from Mayapur, Haridaspur, different villages. And then we had 20,000 prasadam packets in vans. And so we had a 4 Mercedes vans, Prabhupada's car, and a few other vehicles. And the 20 Sankirtan parties, they stretched out in front of the cart to form nearly a 1 mile parade length. And then with space for the people to pull, and then roaming Sankirtan party also, apart from the ones carrying the flags from the villages. So then when it was time to start, of course the same thing happened, the people pulled, but this time put on the air brake. And they didn't know what was happening, so we had to develop a system of red and green flags. Because if they're pulling and we're braking, it was becoming very difficult. So when we'd hold up the green flag, that means pull. When we hold up the red flag, then in front, the devotees would stand with sticks. And when it was time for them to not pull, they would remind them. So then, with Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Supa, Jai Bhara Hari Bol, the Rath Yatra was off. And we went for the first about 2 kilometers with this crowd, and the police were beside us, and they made us stay on one side of the 4-lane road and kept traffic coming on the other side. And the people were in front and on the sides, but traffic was coming on the other side. When we got down to the main 6-lane road, the only one in Calcutta, the Chaurangi, in front of the Esplanade, at that point, there were so many people that there was no more 2 lanes of traffic. Simply, the whole road was packed from one building to the other, all 6 lanes plus sidewalk, everything completely packed. So from the 1 mile up, they simply diverted the traffic and gave up. So then, at that point, we're right in the middle. We put while we're putting the top down for the tram lines, then we started to throw white knuckle dunas, little white sweet sugar candy, prasadams. And we're demanding of all the people, everyone, you must chant Hare Krishna, Jai Jagannath. Then all of you, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. They'd raise their hand, we'd throw the prasad. There's no way to give. There was all just the ocean of people. And the people, they would just dive and pick the prasadam off the ground and eat it. And scream, more prasad, prasad, Jai Jagannath, Hare Krishna. So then, we put down after the top was down, we put down the red flag and pulled up the green flag. But then in the back, there was some boy who was still throwing prasad. The rule is once the chariot, the rath moves, all prasad throwing stop. But he was getting into it. So one lady had dived under the rath to get a piece of prasad and the rath takes off. She screams. So we put on the brakes, but she already was completely rolled over. But then she unfortunately was right in the very middle of the 16 foot wide rath, and the wheels didn't roll over. She came out completely shaking, but she was unhurt by Jagannath's mercy. So then the festival continued, and as it was going on, the people, everyone was trying to get and touch the rope. It was everyone, they know that simply touch the rope. Must touch the rope, then no more birth and death. So everyone is rushing up trying to get that rope. But the rope was only 50 feet long. So the people are just fighting, little old ladies who come trying to get the rope. And it was just such a scene. That regularly people, when they're trying to get the rope, there was such a rush, they'd fall down right in front of the wheels. People have to just drag them out just before they get crushed.
And the people, every time you say go, they just, boom, run. So it was becoming so difficult. And finally, after 4 hours, we had gone 6 kilometers, or about 4 miles. I had 2 miles to go. It was already 7 o'clock at night. We started at 3, it was 7. So we put the generator and a light inside the raft, so the whole raft just illuminated like a transcendental effulgent form with Jagannath with big spotlights on him. And the wonderful thing about this is that in Calcutta there's something called load shedding. You won't know what this is. You have never experienced this in America for more than 12 hours in the past 10 years. There, the system is that the demand of electricity is about 400 megawatts and the supply is about 120. So they, and that's when they're doing good. Usually they only can give 60 or 80. So that means that 1/8 of the time you get electricity, the rest of the time you just turned off from the powerhouse. So this happened at this time, the whole road, all street lights, all houses, completely black. Simply Jagannath's cart was lit. Looked so beautiful. So then we went at this point, there was so packed, we just complete, from that point on, we're just solid people, that the police, they all ran away. They completely disappeared. After that time, they would dance a little bit and pull it out. This time, they just saw so many people. A few ran back in the paddy wagon and sat, and the rest just disappeared somewhere. So, at about 7:30, we're going along. Suddenly, the air brakes are run by a big air tank. The air tank runs out. So there's no way to brake. And the people are just completely insane at that point. At that, there wasn't even possible for us to do very much kirtan at that point because they're just so packed in. So what happened was that we had to change, we had a spare tank, we had to change it right in the middle of the road there. So the people, they wouldn't stop pulling. Please don't pull. They stop. Then suddenly someone would just go, "Jai Jagannath!" and just start pulling. Just stop, stop! It just couldn't contain it. So finally we decided we had to take away the ropes from them and put them under the cart. So as we're taking the ropes away, they wouldn't let go. We're pleading that this, we'll give them back too, don't worry. Just for a few minutes. So there was one diehard who wouldn't let go. So they just yanked it out of his hand, became very angry. And he punched the devotee for taking away the rope from him. So then, at that point, another devotee just happened to move him a few inches away, which, in that particular point, there was, say, about 500,000 people packed in, and that type of a situation could develop into one which would be enough to send shudders down your back. So, just at that moment, out of nowhere, there was in a park nearby, this guy was completely insane, trying to cause some kind of a disturbance. Out of nowhere, this huge white Brahma bull appeared and just ran through the crowd, just throwing people 10 feet, 12 feet, left and right. And when it threw that guy, threw about 15 feet in the air, like a doll. And just mowing down through the people, you just see the people go, there was nowhere they could run. He just ran through just having complete bliss. Crushing the people. So he made about one run this way, run, then finally he left the trail. Anyway, everything became peaceful after that. So we got everyone chanting Hare Krishna, we're throwing out the white candies, and everyone was all right. Meanwhile, they were changing the air. This, you know, modern technology always troubles. So they are changing the air tank. So then what they decided, that there's so many people, and they're so, this time it was, 8 o'clock at night, and they're just unmanageable. So they decided we'll only let out 25 feet of rope. And with 25 feet of rope, they won't be able to pull so much. But, of course, some people say it was successful. In my opinion, it had its disadvantages. Because what happened was the 25 feet of rope, the people in this time become so anxious to pull Jagannath that three times as many people tried to pull the rope, although it was only half the size, about 20 feet at best. And because the cart, 50 feet high, the big 8-foot wheels, when you're right in front of the cart, as soon as they yank it, then it would lurch forward. They would immediately panic and just run. Drop the rope and run. Afraid that the whole thing would just crush them. And so they were going like this. They'd run, grab the rope, pull it, and they would just jump forward about 60 miles an hour. And they would all scream and run off on all sides. This way we were Jagannath was getting such a jerky ride. And then little old ladies are still trying to get their hands on the rope, but there's no hope. So they're just touching the rock, wheels, anything they can get to. And so then about 20 brahmacharis got in front of the pullers. And as they were pulling, we were pushing them the other way to slow them down. So they would be pushing, pulling, we would be pushing them, holding them back from pulling so fast. And this we were trying to control, but as they would overpower the devotees many times, somehow or another we were able to gradually come forward. But there's so many people right in the middle of the road, we had forgotten there was a boulevard. But you couldn't see because it was just solid people. So we were smashed right into the curb, broke down the iron fence and the concrete and the curb. So again we backed up, and then we had to have people go and like with big flags and feelers, because like going through water, you couldn't see any where the road was, where the sidewalk, there's no way to see. All you could see is people's heads. Because there was no way to tell, especially at night. So finally they edged their way, and we're going, and the people this time, everyone was chanting Hare Krishna, dancing. All the young men just started dancing in circles and chanting, and we are continued on. Finally, we made the last turn, ended up on this a very big road, and all these people had been waiting. It was 9:30 at night. They had been waiting there since the 2 in the afternoon. And they were just packed up. The police said it was the biggest procession they had ever seen in their lives. That no president of India, no prime minister, no one had ever had that big a procession. And the All India Radio said that 3 million people attended. The police said that they said about 2 million. I don't know who's right. But I have no way of saying how many people were there. It was uncountable. So then we took the deities. We took the cart another 3 blocks to where our big pandal was. There we had a pandal 250 feet long by 120 feet wide. So there we were supposed to take the rath off the road, keep it on the road, but just completely, everyone was just chanting, and there was no way to get Jagannath to the pandal. So we decided to take the cart off the road. So the police, they're very cooperative. They took sledgehammers and smashed the wall around the park so that the cart could go inside the park. Well, we told them we'd pay to fix it up again later. So they immediately broke the wall. And then we, after much maneuvering, which took about an hour, we got the cart inside the park and then put Jagannath in his temple. Jai Jagannath Prabhu Rama ki. Jai Rukmini Rakadesha ki. Jai Nitai Gaur Guru Gauranga Deva ki. So that was the basic procession. We left out a few things, but then for 8 days we had our piano program there. Every night about a turnover of 40,000 to 50,000 people were coming. At one time 8,000 to 10,000 would sit, except one night was rainy, so only about 5,000 sat. And they would stay for from 6 till 10, 4 hour program every night. Half hour of lecture by Subhag, Hiranyagarbha Swami, or Bhakti Chu Swami, different Swamiji's Bhakti, different Swamis. And then there'd be an Arti Kirtan, some bhajans. First lecture, Arti Kirtan, then I would give the main lecture in Bengali for about an hour. Then the Gurukul did drama. They did 3 different dramas, repeated twice. And one night there was just movies. After each drama there would be a movie. They did Prahlad, Dhruva, and Mrigari the Hunter. These are the 3 dramas they did. They only practiced for about 4 days on the Dhruva play, but the acting was so nice that when Dhruva Maharaj came and met his mother after she was exiled in the forest, just after she was praying to Krishna that how unfortunate she was that, but she took it all as his test, that she was the unfavored wife and therefore could not properly, her son couldn't get proper recognition or whatever. And then he came. That scene they did was so moving that all the people started to cry. Most of the people, they started to cry on 2 different occasions of that play. And everyone was completely silent and listening so attentively to everything that was going on. We had brought 300 japa malas there one night. And then I just suggested to the people that they could purchase the japa malas. And boys went out in the crowd and immediately, within 15 minutes, they were all sold out. The people were so eager. One night I was giving a lecture and, you see, when I gave lecture, I would do quizzes. I would ask the people questions like, human birth, the animal birth plus dharma or religion, combined equals human birth. So what is human birth without dharma equal? Then everyone raised their hand. Pushu, pushu, animal, animal. About 100 people raised their hands and screaming, animal, animal, animal. And whoever I would think did it first, gave the correct answer first, I would throw them a mango. So the people, the whole lecture, they'd simply be listening so attentively. Anytime I would just throw a question. I'd just throw a question anytime that, what is the purpose of life? And then someone just immediately, even I would sometimes just, in the lecture, I would just ask rhetorical questions just to get the people excited without giving them angle. So, about after the 6th or 7th night, I had finished the lecture, but that night I had been lecturing very strongly against this type of Mayavadi philosophy of whatever you want, do it, and about bogus sannyasis who are not recognized by the scriptures. That everyone has to speak only from the Shastra. So in the very end, I just said that I asked a question about this, the philosophy, jato mat tato pat, which is a famous saying by Ramakrishna Paramahansa, a Paramahansa. And I was about an inch off my seat that night, at that particular time, and I just said that, what scripture says that whatever you do, you reach the same goal? What scripture? I just screamed out. Not that I expected an answer. I was just saying it, that there's no scripture that says this. So I was saying, but all the people were completely conditioned to this. So some guy jumped up and said, Ramakrishna, where's my mango? And after 8 years of, just for some reason at that particular point, just everything that I had in me against the ill effects of Ramakrishna's preaching in India, for about 5 minutes I just blasted him. That what has Ramakrishna done in the past 80 years? That he may be a sadhu, but if he doesn't, if anything he said isn't in the Shastra, then we reject it. And a few things like that. So after I said that, after I cooled down, I realized that they might burn the candle down. I was, generally speaking, that would be what would happen. Instead, about 10 people got up and said, what did you say? What did you say? And I became very afraid that, oh, what's going to happen? What did I do? But all the people, it was like a yoga mind. They didn't even hear what I said. They didn't even, only a few people, and other people, they stopped them and said, why are you disturbing? They're doing such a nice program every night, nice lecture, nice rathyatra, nice drama, nice play. Why are you disturbing? Even if he said something you don't like, you should never, you should not disturb. Which is unheard of in Bengal. Unheard of. So it was somehow, anyway, by Krishna's mercy, I would never do it again. But I'm not in control at that particular point. Anyways, by Krishna's mercy, we could see that the people were so favorable. So in this way, we had our first Rath Yatra in a super big way. Next year, we want to try to have 3 carts and many festivals. Of course, we get the inspiration when we hear about the Los Angeles Rath Yatra. I actually wanted to come to the Los Angeles Rath Yatra this year, but Ramesh ordered me to go to New Vrindavan, which I probably would have enjoyed coming to Rath Yatra more and shared the wonderful experience with all of you. But maybe next year I'll be so fortunate. So that is the kind of Rath Yatra that happens in Calcutta and in India. But that year in Jagannath Puri, they only had 400,000 people attend. So we more than doubled and tripled. We at least 4x them in attendance by any of the minimum estimates. And so Prabhupada had said he wanted it to become the biggest Rath Yatra in India, and we can see that by his blessings that this is going to definitely be true. Already people are preparing, the people are writing in for booths so they can sell. In front of our panda, there was about 50 people selling. It was like a carnival. They're selling balloons, ice cream, potato chips, soda, anything, little toys. It's like a whole bazaar opened up right in front of it, amongst which our book distributors had the prime spots for their book booths and other things. But it was such a festival, just spontaneous. So this will increase every year by Lord Chaitanya's mercy. Now that once they've given us this park, I don't think they can refuse us next year. The local people gave a lot of help. So that is the basic